This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. David is with us today to talk about an incident that happened in Jackson County a couple of weeks ago where someone broke into a shelter, busted through the security in the shelter there, and killed his wife. And we'll talk about that briefly, and then David will share with us some of the security measures they take at Mitchell County Safe Place. Welcome, David.
It's good to be here. It sounds from the picture that's painted in the papers and on television that this was very much premeditated. He got a gun from a neighbor, took a neighbor's car, went to a shelter and staked out the shelter for a period of time. And apparently when a worker there opened the door, he forced his way in. And he didn't just randomly shoot people. He had a specific person in mind, the victim that was in the shelter, his wife. And he shot her and then left. And, of course, that's been in the news now for the past week. And
tell us about what you do in terms of security or procedures and things at Safe Place.
The biggest issue in Silva was they had a lot of programs that dealt with clients who weren't residents of the shelter. Most of our programs deal with people who are actually in our shelter. We do counsel people on the outside from time to time, but they have a very big program over there. For example, they had a transition house program with an apartment complex that was highly visible. They had signs out that showed where the facility was, and it was not a well-kept secret. Everybody in the community knew where they were. In our case, one of the biggest things that we do to maintain security is to keep our location a secret. We do that for a very specific reason. Even in a small community like this, it's hard to keep a secret like that. But surprisingly, a large number of people do not know where we are, and that's the way we'd like to keep it. The other thing that we do at Safe Place, for example, last year we put up a security fence around a 6-foot wooden fence around our facility that keeps people from looking in. We had not a whole lot, but occasionally we had situations where an abuser would come and stake out, essentially stalk the victim who was in there, trying to keep an eye on what she was doing, what the kids were doing, that sort of thing. So by putting up this fence, we kept that out. But it also serves as a secondary barrier. So not that you can't get into a fenced area, but at least you've got to overcome the fence, and then you've got to overcome the locked doors and that sort of thing on the inside. So there's two levels of primary security that we have at our facility. Some of the other things that we do is, for example, we don't allow visitors in the shelter. We don't want anybody to come in. If someone has a relative or a friend that they're meeting, we ask them to meet them outside in the parking lot, go elsewhere to visit. You've got to have business in our facility to get admittance into there. Even service people, we have one of our staff go with them. They sign in, sign out, maintain a log of who goes in, when they go in. We just don't want people to have a lot of information about what's inside the facility or who's inside the facility.
Do you have security alarms?
Absolutely. We have an alarm system there, very much like people have in their personal home. So if you open a door or window that's not supposed to be open, an alarm will go off and send a telephone message to 911 eventually. But we also have a panic button. So if anybody's in the house and is bothered or feels threatened, they can push this panic button. The other thing that we do, all of our staff carry cell phones, and this is just so we can get in touch with them when they're, you know, late at night or if they're home on the weekends. But they also carry them with them when they're on site. If someone tries to break in or is trying to break into the facility, they can immediately call 911 and get help that way.
David, our time is running short for this program. Hopefully you can come back again next week, and we'll continue this discussion concerning security at the shelter and measures that you take to make sure that folks are protected at Safe Place.
I want to give everybody a phone number. 765-4044. If you'd like more information or want to talk to one of our people, you can call 24 hours a day. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.